Hi guys, this is Jenny here from Tarot Reading London with your June 2020 update. I've taken four cards with the intention of getting some guidance as to how to move most effectively through the next month in this situation that we're all in. So the first card I've drawn is the Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands is undoubtedly a difficult card. It's a card of very heavy energy. It says that continuing through June, we are still going to feel overloaded. There is still a heavy energy around us. We're literally just gutted with it. We feel like we can't take any more. And the Ten of Wands is a very energetic card. There is a path in the Ten of Wands, but the energy is so heavy that we tend to lose connection with that path. We literally can't see where we're going anymore. And that's extremely stressful. That is very, very difficult. And so it means that we can't stabilize. And this lack of stabilization is also really difficult if you're in a difficult situation with your job or your career. You can't find a point of stabilization, which makes the journey feel very tough indeed. I think the positive part of all this, though, is that we're looking at a 10. So the Ten of Wands, while it is a very heavy energy, is a 10. So in tarot, once we get to the 10, we are forced to have a rethink. The energy can't go any further. So we need to make new plans. We need to take new actions. And that's what this is telling us. So once we get to the point where we think, well, I can't take any more, the time is to sit down and have a proper rethink. Because it's wands, we're looking at new creative ideas, new bursts of energy. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen as we come out of June into July. We're going to find that we've been forced to have a rethink and reevaluate our situation, and we will come up with new ideas. We will come up with new solutions, and I think might even feel a bit of renewed energy. So I think collectively we'll feel that we are on a bit of a new path and we can start to see a way forward. So the second card I drew was the Lovers card. A major arcana card, which shows us that it's actually an important message. Now, this is particularly poignant as we move into a new situation where we're able to see and make contact with family members and loved ones in a way that we haven't been able to do. And that's going to be a tremendous help to us moving forward. But we must be mindful of the fact that we've just had a Ten of Wands warning, and that overload can tempt us into making choices that are not actually for the greater good. So the tarot asks us to always choose with love and compassion, and as I said, for the greater good, and not to be tempted to move too fast or to make the wrong choices. So relationships are going to be our mainstay in the next month. That's going to be the energy that's going to get us through this next month, which I think is going to be a transitionary month for many of us. As I said, hopefully moving through into a slightly more positive energy in July, if we can all still do the right thing through what is still continually a difficult time. So the third card I drew was another major arcana card. I drew the Death card. Now, this is never a welcome card. And I think we're all aware of the significance of the Death card throughout this whole experience that we're going through. It is a card of purification. It is a card of change. We're all going through enormous changes, and we're all having to let go of things that have been familiar to us throughout this whole process. Death is always a difficult card to confront, but it is absolutely fundamental if we're going to get through this situation. If we think of death in tarot as a purifying force, then perhaps we can see this journey through as having a bit more purpose. What we all want is to be purified. We would like the virus to be purified from our world. But in order to do that, we must also change. We must also let go of what doesn't serve that goal. If we want to be purified, then we must let go of what we need to let go of to move forward from the ashes of the old into the new. And that's what we're going through at the moment. And June, I think, will be a transitionary month in many ways, where we all embrace the permanence of some of the changes that we need to go through. And that's not an easy journey, but the tarot card death promises us that if we can embrace those changes and move forward without resistance, then we will move forward into a new life. And one is that is better than the old life that we are going to leave behind. So the fourth card I drew, and I drew it as a sort of umbrella advice card, is the Five of Wands. And I always see this card as a sort of clash of ideologies. This is where we all have different opinions and we all want to make our voice heard. So there are big differences, even on the global stage, about how we move forward, whether it be with economies, whether it be the natural world, or what we do and don't have the right to expect in regards to our personal freedom. There are a thousand different voices saying a thousand different things. The advice here is that it's all just noise. The job here is to rise above the chaos. Listen to what people have to say, even if you disagree with them. What we have to do here is to find a way to work together. And as the situation starts to ease, there may be a temptation to push our own agenda, to push forward to having a bit of a quick fix. But if we can resist that temptation and to try and find a logical and careful path forward on which we can all hopefully find some agreement, I think it's going to make this journey a lot easier. It looks to me from this reading that June is very much going to be a transformational month. It's going to be a transition month into what I think is going to be the next phase. And let's be honest, we all know that the only way through this is together, to support each other, to work together, and to support each other's thoughts and ideas and differences. So let's come through June and out the other side, hopefully with some new, if optimism is too strong a word, then at least some new resolve to move forward positively so that we can all support each other as we go forward into the next phase of this journey. So I hope this has been an interesting and I hope helpful little reading. Good luck on the month ahead, and I'm always here if you need a reading. I'm always here, but in the meantime, you know, go steady, enjoy, and enjoy spending the time with your families. I know I'm going to love seeing mine. So bye-bye for now, and I'll see you next month. Thank you. Bye-bye.